Hey, nerd, I know you're in there. Why don't you just open up? Please? You sounded off on the phone. I mean, you've never actually apologized to me, and it's kind of freaking me out. Come on, I won't yell at you or anything, so please just let me in. What happened to you? You're covered in bruises, and is that blood? Oh my God. Did someone hurt you? Who? It's okay. You can tell me. I swear I won't let them get away with this. No one gets to touch you besides me. No one. Hey, don't back away. I'm not upset with you. No, sweetie, why would I be? What? They said that? No. This isn't what I wanted. Fuck. Why do I always have to go running my mouth? Listen, nerd, I know I tease you and I can get a little rough sometimes, but I would never hurt you like this. You believe me, don't you? Now, that little prank that you pulled on me the other day, it wasn't very nice. In fact, it kind of pissed me off, but I wouldn't want you to get beaten up over something so silly. Oh, sweetie, just looking at you right now, black and blue all over it, it kills me. I wish I could hold your body next to mine until the pain disappears and press you close against my chest and never let you go. Come here, baby. Shh. You're okay. I won't let anyone hurt you again. I'm not hugging you too tightly, am I? Look, I don't expect you to completely forgive me either, but in the end, I'm still responsible for what happened. I mean, as much as I pretend to find you repulsive or make it seem like you can never get along with me, I mean, we still study together. I mean, for fuck's sake, you come over whenever I'm sick and feed me that chicken soup that you love. Though that may not be the story I'm telling my friends. I mean, frankly, they already thought it was weird that I'm obsessed with some little nerd. It wouldn't have taken a lot for them to figure out that I actually like you. Me and my friends couldn't help but notice when they asked what was wrong. I told them that it was all your fault and you were playing with my emotions and you threw me away when you pretended to ask me out. And I mean, I swore I was going to teach you a lesson and make my little nerd beg for forgiveness. I should have known how they'd react. There's no way they'd allow you to get off scot-free after seeing me cry like that. Look, the damage is already done and all I can do now is comfort you. Shh. It's okay. You're such a nerd. You don't have to act tough around me. Everyone needs a helping hand sometimes, and, well, I feel responsible for this. So the least I can do is nurse your wounds. Hey, don't worry. I can be gentle if I want to be. Mm-hmm. I swear you'll feel a whole lot better if you just relax and leave yourself in my care. So come on. Why don't you take me to your bedroom? Then at least sit down. There you go, baby. Put your arm over my shoulder. I'll hold you up. All right. I'm going to put you down on the bed. Okay, nerd? No, don't worry. I won't throw you on your back. You've been through too much today. I think it's all right for me to drop the facade for a little bit. I mean, unless you like being teased by me. Yeah? Would that help you heal faster? No, I don't think so. We can go back to our usual routine when you're better. For now, why don't you tell me where you keep your rubbing alcohol? Yeah, I'm very serious. I've been in enough scraps to know the importance of disinfecting your wounds, and unfortunately, those look bad enough to warrant it. Especially that cut on your arm, Jesus. All right, try not to move too much. I'll be right back. All right, luckily I found some cotton swabs too. Good thing you were stocked up. It's going to make this a lot easier. All right. I'll just pour some onto the cotton bowl. Dab it over here. I know it stings, baby. You got to bear with it. Good boy. You're being really brave for me. See? Feels better now, doesn't it? Is there anywhere else that hurts? Sweetie, you have to tell me the truth. I won't be able to help you otherwise. Always so stubborn. Take your shirt off. I'm serious. Don't whine. I'll be really gentle. I'll have to take it off for you. Now I can see all of you. Well, look, it doesn't look like anything's broken at least, but these bruises are going to take a long time to heal. You'll probably be sore for like a week. Hey, don't be sad, sweetie. You got me to watch over you. I'll take care of everything while you get better, okay? Yeah? Good boy. Does it hurt when I touch your chest? Are you sure? Because, I mean, I can stop. You little shit. You just kissed me. That wasn't fair at all. You make me so confused. I feel like I should hate you, but like when we're alone together, I get all flustered and excited. I want to impress you. I want you to have you praise me. It's kind of pathetic, to be honest. No, I mean, I suppose you wouldn't see it that way. You know, all this time we've been pretending to be people we're not, and I think it's long overdue for us to kind of give up on our awkward little performance. Sure, you are kind of geeky, and I do get into trouble more often than I should, but the truth is we've always been pulled to each other. I mean, I know you stay awake at night thinking about me as well, and that you dream of waking up next to me. I remember how we used to lie next to each other on the roof of the school, just watching the clouds pass by. I wanted so badly to turn to you and tell you how I felt, though of course I didn't. But I won't make the same mistake twice. I'm not going to let another moment slip through my fingers. Kiss me, you nerd. Are you really okay with me? Such a good boy. I'm gonna make you forget all about those nasty bruises. Just relax, sweetie. Let the pleasure take over. Feel your pain slowly fading, being replaced by warm ecstasy. That's it, baby. Open your mouth. My slutty little nerd. Do you like it when I suck on your tongue? Tell me if it gets to be a bit too much, okay? I don't want you to overexert yourself. Though, I mean, I doubt you really care anymore. We've both been holding back for so long. Going slow isn't an option now. It's so frustrating seeing you every day, yet never having you in my arms. I wish with every fiber of my body that I could just swallow my pride and admit how much I need you. And then when you confessed to me, I thought it was too late and that I'd be deluding myself all this time. Hey, you don't need to keep apologizing. You were just surprised. I mean, I get it. Usually I would have chased you around campus yelling about how I was going to kick your ass. So when I said that I wanted to go out with you, I can only imagine how confusing that must have been. It's not much of an excuse for laughing at me or pretending to ask me out, but I think you've suffered enough already. Do you mean it, though? Like, it wasn't actually a prank, was it? You do want to be my boyfriend, right? Okay, good boy. I mean, I hope you're prepared, because there's no going back now. Don't get me wrong, though. I am planning on showing you off. I'll keep you on my arm wherever I go. Make sure all those preppy girls at school know who owns you. There's no use trying to lie. I've seen them eyeing you, baby. Behind those sweet smiles, they're nothing more than hungry animals, predators biding their time. Well, I'm queen of the jungle. and I'm not about to let some scavengers steal my prey. You're my slut. They'll get the message soon enough when they see us making out after class. Me pinning you against the wall? No, baby. I'm done keeping my feelings for you a secret. I'll take you wherever I want, however I want. You understand? Oh, my adorable little nerd. You're getting so worked up. Yeah, you can touch me. Here, I'll take my shirt off. Yeah, good boy. Keep playing with my tits. You like how big they are? If you're obedient, I'll let you suck on them. Oh, listen to those cute little moans. Did the thought of nursing at mummy's tits make you hot, bothered? What? Didn't expect me to hear me call myself that? Do you think all mummy doms are soft-spoken older women? Well, I like to nurture my little boy too, okay? I mean, just because I'm a cutie with an accent doesn't mean I can't be a mummy as well. Though I know you got excited when you heard me say that. It's okay, baby. You don't have to hide it. You've had a long day. Mummy wants to give you some special treatment. You're very lively down here. There isn't any reason to be embarrassed. I mean, I'm glad you've got some energy left after what happened. If you stop squirming around, I might even help take care of this boner for you. Yeah, does that sound nice, sweetie? My baby boy. Just relax while mummy unbuttons your pants. There we go. Look at you bulging in your boxes. Good slut. Lie back and let me fill you up. What was that? Oh, I'm sorry, sweetie. It's just so hard to hear you through all those cute little whimpers. Could you speak up for me? Poor baby. This isn't enough for you, is it? You want mummy to wrap her fingers around your perfect cock, don't you? Oh, I didn't say you had to beg. I was just afraid of taking it too far. I mean, you are hurt after all. As ridiculous as it sounds, there is a chance you could pass out. But as long as you're sure. I'll slip my fingers underneath your waistband and... Oh, fuck. Your cock looks so desperate, sweetie. It's already twitching. There's some pre-cum beating on the tip as well. Did you like staring at mummy's tits? Yeah, is that why you like this? Come here, baby. Been waiting for this moment for so long. All I want right now is to hold you close to my chest and to nurse my good boy till he becomes a subby little fucking mess in my arms. Yeah, latch on. Take my nipple in your mouth. Oh, good boy. Keep sucking as I stroke you. Just let mummy coddle you, sweetie. I promise you'll feel a lot better after. Oh, fuck, good boy. Don't worry your pretty head. Everything's going to be okay. Oh, you're clinging to me so tightly and the way your body's trembling. Shh. Oh, I know this is really intense. Finally embrace the person you care about the most. I'm a little overwhelmed as well. I mean, I can't think, but... this happiness is only a dream that could collapse at any moment. You'll never leave me, will you? Oh, fuck. So needy. You want me to go a bit faster? Here. How about I lube you up first? That's it. Mummy's going to get you all slippery with her spit. Must be amazing, feeling my fingers gently squeeze around your shaft like that. You're a really lucky nerd. Well, I am too. Oh, good boy. Switch sides. You're just like a little baby. I wish I had milk to give you. I know that would probably drive you wild. Maybe someday. Oh, you like the thought of that, do you? You're pulsing so fucking hard right now, trying to fuck my hand. Such a cute slut. Tell mummy if you're getting close, okay? Yeah? Oh, should I stop then? If you're a good boy and hold it in, mummy will let you fuck her tight pussy. Or do you want to spray your cum into my palm to come while I hold you close? That's what I thought. I didn't actually plan on stopping, but I figured I'd at least give you the choice. You got me too worked up, sweetie. I need you inside me to mark you as mine. Get on your back. Slow though, don't hurt yourself. Good boy. Relax into the soft mattress as I slip your pants the rest of the way off. I mean, I guess I should strip as well, right? There. The way you're looking at me. Are you trying to steal my heart completely? As if you already haven't. No one's called me beautiful before. You've only ever had eyes for me after all, hey? My beautiful baby boy. Mummy's gonna get on top of you now. Shh, I'm gonna take control, okay? That's what you want, isn't it? Good boy. Remember, you have to tell me if there's any pain, and please, please don't hesitate to say if you need to stop, yeah? You're everything to me, sweetie. I would never want to push past your boundaries. I like you too. I always have. I just wish I told you that sooner. But it's okay. You'll be my good boy. Sweetie, I'm going to guide you inside me, okay? Yeah. Mummy's lowering herself down on your cup. Ah, fuck. Good boy. You filling me up? Are you ready for me to start moving? That's a cutie. Oh, fuck. Fuck yeah, you feel so good. Oh, moan my name, slut. Show mummy how much you love being her pet. Sorry. I'll be more careful around your bruises. It's just really hard to go slow now. I want to take you rough and to pound you like the little fucking whore you are. And once I'm done, lay on your chest and cuddle you to sleep. Oh, fuck. Oh, don't worry, baby. Mummy's going to help you, make you feel warm and protected. Oh, but first I'm going to use you however I fucking want, you understand? Oh, fuck. Can't wait for you to heal from your wounds. Hell, I don't really be able to have my fucking fun. Oh, you're so handsome. I can only imagine what it'll be like when I make you my whore. Look into those amazing eyes as I ruin you. Oh, good boy. Kiss me. Give me your lips again. Oh, fuck, I love you. You move your hips? Yeah, thrust up into me, baby. Oh, be a good slut. Fuck mummy as hard as you can. Oh, fuck, make me come. Oh, you're right on the edge, aren't you? Your balls are full. Desperate to release all that sticky cum. You don't have to hold back, sweetie. Mummy's supposed to be taking care of you, remember? Just let loose. Shoot, you come inside me. Oh, fuck. No, don't worry about a thing. Focus on the pleasure, honey. Oh, the walls of my tight fucking pink pussy clenching around you like this. Mummy's gonna milk you dry, fucking slut. I want to feel you leaking out of me for days. Oh, you're swelling up. Oh, fuck you, Stuart. Come with me. Fuck, come with me. Fuck. Come inside me. Oh, fuck, baby. Fuck. Fuck, yes. Boy. Oh, fuck, give me, come to me. That's it. Empty those fucking balls. Oh, good boy. Good boy. Yeah. You make mommy really happy. How you feeling, sweetie? You look totally spent. That's okay, as long as you know that I like you and I'm gonna take care of you from now on. Scooch over a bit. I want to hold you again. I'm still sorry about what happened, but I hope this makes up for it, even if only a little bit. Or I guess I'm your girlfriend now. Your mummy. Get some rest, honey. You'll definitely need it. I'll stay with you until you wake up, yeah? And then maybe I'll go out and get some food for us. And some extra band-aids.